Welcome to the PKP Podcast, where we're going through each episode in the series one by one. Today we're visiting episode 7, Hanada City no Suichika, or the Water Flowers of Cerulean City. And as you might have guessed from the title, today's episode was watched in Japanese, so we'll be relying primarily on that for reference. It shouldn't make too much difference, except that I'll be referring to Ash, Brock, and Misty by their Japanese names, Satoshi, Takeshi, and Kasumi. Hopefully I won't get confused and start swapping back and forth. So this gives us a chance to talk about the theme song in Japanese, Mezase Pokemon Master, which is actually sung by Satoshi's voice actor, Rika Matsumoto. It is the most reused theme song in the anime's history, and it has 5 versions, including the original. This song has played through more episodes as the theme than any other opening. I think they used it straight all the way through Johto, or at least most of the way through it. And the animation was the same for so long until Together came along with the Diamond and Pearl season and took away the record for the longest opening animation. So when the episode opens, Satoshi and Takeshi are enjoying the weather. Satoshi is focused on the nice atmosphere. Takeshi's thoughts are all on the laundry and how quickly it would dry on a nice day like this. Meanwhile, Kasumi catches up and starts acting all suspicious. She cautions Satoshi not to go to Hanada City, or Cerulean, because it's full of scary ghosts, and Satoshi is totally not intimidated at all. I wonder if Takeshi knows Kasumi's a gym leader at this point. Probably not. There's a lot of gyms in Kanto, and he never got out much. And anyway, most people have only heard of Kasumi's older sisters. You know, Misty, they never hear about Misty. Still, penny for his thoughts right now, especially if he does know that Misty is a gym leader or related to them. At any rate, Kasumi continues her efforts to derail them all from Hanada, which isn't likely to work, because in addition to calling Satoshi stupid, she also tries to get him to go to Kuchiba and see a romantic sunset, and romance has never been one of Satoshi's big motivators. Hanada it is, and there's nothing Kasumi can do to stop it. Meanwhile, Team Rocket breaks into a building to steal a machine, the purposes of which are rather vague, but it's big and imposing, nonetheless. And by morning, Satoshi and Takeshi have arrived in Hanada, and Kasumi has disappeared like the morning mist. If you laughed at that pun, I thank you. They come across the scene of Team Rocket's crime, and Ajunsa, Officer Jenny, who, yes, looks identical to all the other Junsas. This one is the sister-in-law to the one in Tokiwa, or Viridian, but she's just as jumpy and quick to draw conclusions, deciding that Satoshi must be a criminal. Takeshi is also an accomplice, and the two are forced to prove their identities. Satoshi uses the Zukan, or his Pokedex, and Takeshi uses the Boulder Badge, and it seems that badges can also be used as a form of ID. After their innocence is proved, Takeshi decides to show Satoshi how to hit on older women, thus introducing the long-running gag of Takeshi hitting on all women with a pulse. And, as always, it fails. Junsa totally isn't interested. She's much more fascinated by the strange robbers who stole the machine. So Satoshi and Takeshi leave to go chill on a park bench, and Satoshi tries to grill Takeshi about the gym leader there, clearly having learned something from his experience at the Nibby Pewter Gym. Takeshi admits that he's never met the leader, but he knows their types. But he won't reveal it because it violates gym leader honor, which is a load of bull, because Satoshi can read the sign on the door of the gym or ask the Pokemon Center for that sort of info. But this attitude of Takeshi's will wear off eventually. So Takeshi leaves on his own to go do something, and to this day we still don't know what it was. He doesn't watch Satoshi's gym battle, he never gives any explanation what he was doing there. If you have any theories, please comment on the blog. No idea is too outlandish. Seriously, that scene spikes my curiosity in all the worst ways. I demand to know what Brock was up to. Even when Satoshi asks, he just replies, you know, stuff. So Sato makes it all the way to the gym by his lonesome, and we see that Hanada's gym runs a water show as a secondary occupation. They're not the first to have a side job. You know, Whitney from Johto is a dairy farm. It actually seems pretty common, and it makes you wonder just how much running a gym pays. But Satoshi meets the sisters, Sakura, Ayame, and Botan, or Daisy, Lily, and Violet. All three, in either language, are named after flowers, which makes Kasumi the odd one out. Satoshi stays... Her name, by the way, means mist, like Misty. Ha-ha-ha. Very clever. Satoshi stays to watch the synchronized swimming show, but he's super confused, and so am I, because there are real fish in the aquarium. Most of the real-world animals in this anime only appear in the first season, probably because there weren't as many Pokemon that actually resembled real animals yet. But a water Pokemon gym has Goldeen, Sea King. There's no excuse here. Luckily, Satoshi runs into the sisters and is able to clear up the issue about the battle, not about the fish, that this is a gym, they just won't battle him. Apparently they were wiped out by Shigeru, Gary, and the other two trainers from Masada Town, and most of their Pokemon are at the Pokemon Center. The girls are kind of lousy at running gyms, so they almost give Satoshi a badge anyway. Satoshi isn't keen on it, and his conscience is saved by Kasumi, who shows up and reveals that she is one of the Hanada sisters. Gasp! She takes Satoshi's challenge in place of her sisters. In addition to being flighty, Kasumi's sisters are kind of jerks to her, in true older sister fashion, and tease her about possibly having a crush on Satoshi while insulting him within the same breath. The apple does not fall far from the tree. The match is on for the blue badge, Satoshi and Kasumi battling for the first time, but Satoshi has a few problems. Normally there would be a sure win for Satoshi and Pikachu against a water gym, but Pikachu refuses to fight with Kasumi, she's a friend, and Satoshi can't make him, so he sends out Butterfree against Hitodemon Staryu, who is, as the Pokemon reveals, genderless. Satoshi's a little weirded out by that, and the two proceed to bicker about love, hermaphrodites, and all other topics while Butterfree and Hitodemon battle. It's actually fairly evenly matched. When Satoshi recalls Butterfree, Pikachu cheers for Kasumi, angering Satoshi a bit. He sends out Pidgeotto, and Kasumi sends out Starmie. Satoshi actually has the upper hand when Rockettodon shows up, revealing their dastardly plan to steal Hanada's Pokemon, which is actually a really not a wonderful plan that they've come up with, or at least the timing's bad, because all of the Hanada sisters' Pokemon are at the Pokemon Center, so all they're gonna get is Pikachu and, like, a seal, maybe a Goldeen. Well, and Misty's Pokemon. So I guess that's not a total loss. But still, like, for all the effort they went to, they're totally not getting half of what they thought they would be. Satoshi realizes that they're the villains Junsa was chasing, and uses Pikachu to fry the machine and save the day. He then shuts down the machine to save Pikachu and the other Pokemon. Sakura gives Satoshi the badge on the grounds that the match was a draw, but Satoshi would have won with Pikachu, and anyway, he saved the day. I think he totally would have won if it had continued. So, badge in hand, Kasumi says goodbye to her sisters, and Takashi catches up and actually manages not to flirt with Kasumi's sisters. It's a miracle! So, Satoshi's up to 2 badges, and 7 episodes, not bad. You know, he's kind of motoring along here. Next time, we'll be taking a look at episode 8, The Path to the Pokemon League. If you'd like to comment on this podcast, or try to explain what Takashi was up to all episode, or send in your predictions on how the battle between Satoshi and Kasumi would have gone if it had continued and not been interrupted by Team Rocket, please visit the blog, Pikapi at www.pikapipodcast.blogspot.com, or you can visit our VideoJug site if you have a VideoJug account and log in and comment there at Pokemon Episode Guide, www.videojugpages.com/sites/3844. Even if you don't have a VideoJug account, at the blog, the Pikapi podcast at blogspot.com, you can find the links to the VideoJug sites. And if you click on it, you can find not only the download links, but also set like photos, the show notes, and I tend to like to make macros when I can, or the motivational posters. And sometimes those are fun to check out. So peruse to your heart's content, and hopefully I'll be able to see some comments from people, and see you next time with episode 8. Have a great day, everybody. Gotta catch 'em all. Like a Pikachu, Jesse and James. Prepare for double trouble. We'll take a bow to the notorious couple. Step back, or I will attack. Cause I ain't never been afraid of a Pokemon matcha. Get the sound for the first round. That's right. Getting